This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Ward 6 council member Charles Allen has been on the show many times before, always very kind with his time when there's big D.C. sports stadium news for us here on Grant and Danny. Council member, thanks so much. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Very well. I think we're on opposite sides of this one. I got to be honest with you. But you're my favorite council member. I'm going to butter you up first because you always
answer
our calls. There's people putting out statements that told us to kick rocks. You always come on and answer questions, and I really, really appreciate
that. Sincerely.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate it, guys.
So let's just start with your reaction to yesterday's news, the press conference, and if anything's changed, because last time we talked to you, you were in the no pile. I'm going to put you in the no pile for this stadium project. Is that still the case?
What I love is that people will kind of be like, hey, what do you think about a stadium? I'm like, I've been asked that question for more than a decade, and it's always been the same answer. I don't think a stadium is the best way to revive that neighborhood. I think there's a better way to build housing and build parks and new jobs and new businesses. There's a lot of ways we could do that. But we're no longer in the theoretical, right? Now we got an actual proposal in front of us. And the thing that gives me a lot of pause right now is that this would be the second largest public subsidy of an NFL stadium since 2009. I mean, we're talking $1.2 billion of taxpayer money. I don't think it's a good deal. Now, I think that if this is going to happen, we've got a lot of work to do to actually get this to be a much better deal for the district and, frankly, also for the fans.
What's that threshold look like for you? So if I'm just, again, we're using big, broad numbers here. So if $1.2 billion is too much, which I think most people could understand, what's not too much?
You know, I mean, we talked about this last time, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid of putting public money into projects that see the return on investment. I was a huge proponent for Cap One Arena. And you remember, I was out there before we ever went through the will we, won't we scenarios in Virginia, that we needed to put money in. And so I strongly supported the $500 million to go into Cap One Arena. And why? Because an arena generates year-round activity. And that's just not what you're going to see at an NFL stadium. The things that, you know, it's hard to draw a line and say, here's an exact number, right? Because I'm more interested in what's it going to do. So right now we've got, you know, close to $400 million going to build parking garages and 8,000 parking spots. That to me is stupid. Like, think about Nats Ballpark. So those two parking garages by the ballpark when you walk in the center field gate, that's 1,250. It's 1,250 parking spots. If I were to build 8,000 spots, I'd have to have 13 parking garages around the ballpark. And you guys would probably agree that's a really bad idea to build that much parking. So imagine that out now at this future RFK site. I think it's way too much parking. Rather than looking backwards of like, let's just see how many cars we can jam into this space, there's nothing in here for a metro expansion. There's nothing in here to get people in and out by transit. That should be the future. If this is going to happen, there's got to be a lot more investment in metro and our transit. Get people in that way. 295 is a mess anyway. Mm-hmm. Now we want to add 8,000 cars trying to fix it. That's not going to work.
You guys would own the parking garages, though, yeah?
Oh, this is one of my favorite parts of the deal, though. So we would not only pay to build them, we would own them. And then, under the terms of the deal, the Commanders get all the parking revenue from it, from the parking garages that we build and own. That's what I mean when I say this is a bad deal. It's a bad deal for the city right now. There's a lot of elements. If this is something that's going to happen, a lot of this has to change.
Would that parking revenue only be for home football games, or would it be any time like Beyonce comes, or I do stand-up comedy there, I'll probably sell out 65,000, 70,000, I'm sure. But you know what I mean? Like, is it for any event, or is it for
the night out with Grant and Danny?
Yeah.
When we're bringing in, you know, we're gonna do the Pat McAfee bit, and we go 65K. You guys make that money, or the team?
The team does. So the way it works is that this is a development deal, right? So they're getting that. That's what the term sheet says, is that they get the revenue from all of that. That just isn't fair for DC taxpayers. If we're gonna pay to build this stuff, which again, I don't think we should be building 8,000 parking spots. That doesn't work. Think about another stadium. Think of Wembley in the UK. 90,000 seat stadium. They have 2,000 parking spots. Our ballpark has 1,250. There's no need for 8,000 parking spots. All you're going to do is just create a lot of people sitting in traffic, and then you're going to wall off the stadium, the fields, the river with a whole just bay of parking garages, a whole wall of parking garages. I just don't think that makes a whole lot of sense, and that's definitely not what I want to put your public tax dollars into.
So I'm team parking lots, but I'm not parking garages because I want to tailgate, and I don't think I could do that in the parking garages anyway. But that is a legitimate concern for people is – there's a lot of tailgating in Maryland.
Yeah.
There's going to be very little at this stadium, so that is an issue. All right, I will defer to you on the parking with your information. Here's where I want to push back on the bad deal thing. The Harris Ownership Group is forking over $2.7 billion, way more than I would have anticipated. 76%. Now I know your point is it's $1 billion that you're spending, but my point is if you compare it to other projects, you know, New Orleans, it was 33% private, 67% public. Tennessee, 40-60. Jacksonville, 50-50. This is 76% private, 24% public. And I know you're worried about the bottom line, but by the standards of what is now sports deals and stadiums and in cities and in the NFL, this is not a bad deal.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, so we're all just now getting the details of this proposal as well as the term sheet, right? So let's start thinking about the things that actually aren't included in those numbers, because whenever you do the rollout, you're always, of course, given your rosiest assessments, right? So I talked about all the revenue that we're just giving away. We're also giving away the land. So the Commanders will now control all that land to develop as they like. They're going to pay DC $1 a year. So that's a lot that we are just giving them, and I don't think it's fair to say we're just not going to count that as the public subsidy. That's how they're going to monetize a project and then build a stadium. The other part they're going to do is with this seat license deal. And I get it. It's where a lot of NFL teams kind of do this seat license thing. But for a fan to go to a game, even at the lower price tickets, you're looking at $5,000, $8,000, maybe $10,000 for the license of that before you ever even buy a ticket. So multiply that times 65,000. And you have just raised hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of your fans. That's not the team putting the money in. That's you guys. That's the fans, right? All of us that want to go to a game, we're paying for it. So between the $1.2 billion that the city would put in, between the billion or so through all the license fees, that generosity that you're pointing out starts to get whittled down pretty fast.
So I don't know if that's what the PSLs would cost. You may be right. That seems high to me that you would pay that much for the right to have season tickets. And I'm anti-PSL in general, but they are a reality at stadiums.
They are increasingly a reality, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is part of it, right? But I want to go back to the $1.2 billion because there's really two parts I don't understand here.
Sure.
If you could walk me through this. We had Mendelsohn on yesterday, and he couldn't really answer this. I mean, he was very pleasant, and we had a good conversation. But there's not an answer that I've heard yet that works for me. And my question is, what is your plan that's better for the community, that's going to generate more jobs, that's going to do more good in that location in terms of growth, tax revenue? I've yet to hear one thing. And everyone always talks about affordable housing. There's no housing in the city that's affordable. So, Tag, you're it.
No, beautiful. I appreciate it. All right, so there are many neighborhoods that we can talk about where we have been able to grow significantly. We've created housing, we've created jobs, but we didn't have to have a stadium to be the anchor. I'm going to pick Noma as an example. How did we rebuild the Noma neighborhood? First off, we put in a metro station. So whenever we build transit, you will see housing and jobs follow. Noma Station is now one of the busiest in the entire metro system. And as that neighborhood built up around the metro station, we now have 15,000 people that call Noma home. 60,000 people work in that area. We have multiple grocery stores, restaurants that are all over the place. We've got parks, public spaces. When we put some public investment, but also we put in transit, we put in a plan, you don't have to have a stadium to get that done. So there is an alternative. And I know that it wants to be framed as, hey, either you're for the stadium or you're not. And if you're not, you just want to see this empty parking lot and a rusting structure sit there. Nobody wants that. That's why I fought hard for Congress to give us the right to actually develop this thing. I just think that it would be a better development without a stadium, because I think you could look at Noma or the Wharf or other areas where we have built huge spaces. We've put in public tax dollars into it. I'm not afraid to do that. But we've built out the types of things that are vibrant, exciting, resilient neighborhoods. And you didn't have to have a stadium to be the anchor for that. So that's what I would prefer to see. But I'm also in the situation where if this is going to happen, if we're going to see a stadium, then I've got to drive this to be a better deal than it is today, because it's not a good deal for the D.C. taxpayer. And I don't think it's a good deal for the fans either. I think there's a lot of work that has to happen.
D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen, kind enough to give us a few minutes here on Grant and Danny. So is there anything to be said for the fact that there is a proposal on the table now, instead of kind of thinking down the line of, you know, the idyllic rebuild that you're talking about? I mean, is there any more weight now that this is in front of us?
Well, of course. I mean, that's what I mentioned earlier, right? We're no longer in the world of theoretical right now. We got a proposal in front of us. So my job as the council member is not to think about what would be fun and exciting. Because listen, my ability to, frankly, almost even walk to the stadium on a Sunday for a game, that sounds pretty exciting and pretty fun. My job is to think about this as a council member, as a legislator, as a policymaker, being responsible for how am I going to spend these tax dollars. And I'm hearing from a lot of constituents, a lot of residents with a diversity of perspectives. I got some people that say, listen, I want a stadium. I want the team back. I don't care how much it costs. Build the damn thing. I got another group of neighbors who say, absolutely no way, no how, never. And then I've got a bigger chunk in the middle, though, who say, you know what? Maybe a stadium would be a good idea. Maybe that redevelopment could be something. But this deal isn't it. I don't think we should be spending more than $1 billion in tax dollars to do this. I don't like 8,000 parking spots. The team's not even going to headquarter in here. We'd be the only, they'd be the only Washington team playing in D.C. that wasn't headquartered in D.C. So I'm hearing from a lot of folks that say, listen, this deal has got to change. We can do a lot better, and we're counting on the council to make it a lot better if this is what's going to come down the line.
Politics question for you.
Yeah.
Ward 6 Councilmember Charles Allen is with us. Do you vote based on, like, D.C. abroad or based on your ward? And what I mean by that is I saw somewhere that there 71% of D.C. residents would want the team in D.C. I don't know if that's the same numbers you're looking at. But if that's the case, is it as simple as just voting based on your constituents? Like, you'd be going against maybe the vast majority of people, or are you voting specific to your ward and maybe your ward number is very different?
Well, our responsibility is to look at it from the district. So two points on this. One, I was having a conversation with a Virginia representative the other day. I'm not going to tell you who. And he
was
pretty excited about this.
You cut out there for a second.
What does his name sound like?
Yeah. What is it, Ryan?
No, I'm not going to tell you what his name is.
We're kidding.
But he was saying, listen, man, the stadium would be great. I'm really excited about this. And I said, fantastic. How much are you going to chip in to build the thing? And that's where the conversation ended. But when you talk about the poll numbers, right, here's the thing. If I asked people, hey, listen, would you like to have a Lamborghini? I'll bet I'm going to get a pretty high number of people who are going to come back and say, yeah, that sounds great. Let me have it. If I didn't turn and ask the question, though, so listen, I'm not going to be able to, rebuild your kid's school. I'm not going to be able to build that park. That senior center, we can't rehab or build a new one. The library, you're not going to get that. The numbers will change. So
okay,
when the polls go out and just ask people, hey, would you like it? Of course you're going to get a high number.
Totally.
But the reality is we only have so much money. We are entering a recession. We have 40,000 jobs that have been lost. We have a budget that we're about to get submitted to us in a couple of weeks that's going to cut maybe $800 million from core city services. And then we want to put $1.2 billion into a stadium.
So
I think we're going to have very clear choices in front of us.
It makes a lot of sense. The 1.1 plus bill, whatever, I think you used the number 1.2. $791 million of that's from the capital budget, yes? That is buildings, projects, roads. That's not schools, books, pencils. What am I missing?
No, that's how we build the schools and the libraries. That's how we build all those things. Those are capital dollars.
Okay, so you're saying it's coming from the same place. I was told it's the buildings, the projects, the roads is a different account, so to speak. You're saying you think this will directly negatively impact what you then spend on D.C. schools.
The capital dollars, yeah. So if I have a capital dollar, which is building something, and I'm going to put that capital dollar towards building a stadium, that's a dollar I can't spend
right.
on a school or a library or a rec center.
But that
and obviously,
budget is like
we have a
bill,
lot of competing
right?
demands, but that's how we spread it out.
So that, but isn't that the $10 billion budget? This is like 7% of that?
Of our total capital?
Something?
I mean, we budget our capital. Our capital budget is basically budgeted out to the dollar. So it is significant. So any trade-off it's a trade-off, right? That's what I think we want to be clear with the public and with voters on is these are clear trade-offs we have to decide. And I think, again, I expect I'm going to hear a diversity of perspectives. I'm going to hear some people tell me, this is the right investment. I want you guys to do this. I'll hear others that say, absolutely not. At the end of the day, I've got to see a good deal for D.C., and we're just not there yet.
This is why we like having Charles Allen on. Last one for me.
Yeah.
I heard this. I want to know what you think about this. $202 million in site prep is needed at that campus anyway. Meaning, with or without a stadium, you're paying that. Why couldn't I deduct that from the 1.1 or whatever it is billion just off the top? Because before you do anything, you've got to spend that anyway.
Well, I think you're going to have any number of hypotheticals trying to figure out how to justify such a big number, right? In the same way that I supported us putting money into Cap 1, in the same way I supported public investment in other projects, there will be public dollars to help redevelop a site no matter what. And I think that we should be clear about that. I support that. But I have one proposal in front of me, and we got to judge that one proposal. If there's a different proposal that comes forward that also puts that same $202 million into it, I would talk about that as that's also a public investment, but I might see the return on investment differently than a stadium that is going to net 30, 35 events per year.
Councilmember, my last one super quick. Have you spoken to others of your colleagues who maybe share some of your concerns? And is there kind of a way that there's a middle ground potentially where you and others might say, okay, now this is a good deal for us?
We will see. I've definitely talked with many of my colleagues. I've shared this with the chairman as well. I think he shared it with you yesterday. A majority of the council does not support this proposal as is. It's too much of on the public taxpayer dollar right now. I believe I have several colleagues though, and I think all of us should be going into this process to try to get to a better deal, try to think through what could this look like. I think that there is certainly room to see changes to the deal that might garner the full support of the council. But as of right now, that majority is not there.
I lied. I have one more, if that's okay. Super Bowl, draft, Final Four. I get you. Those three things were well up over what you paid for the venue, right? Does that work for you? We got a deal or no? I mean, in terms of ROI, you mentioned ROI. Am I wrong about
yeah.
that? The suggestion is you could be upwards of $2 billion on just getting those events.
This public investment alone means that for every home game, D.C. taxpayers are paying $4 million for every home game for the next 30 years. So this is a significant investment, right? If we build a new place, Absolutely. Of course, we're going to host the Super Bowl. Like, no one should be shocked or surprised by that. Like, that would be part of what happens here. In the same way, when we built the ballpark, we got to host the All-Star game. It's fun. It's exciting. It generates some revenue that comes in. But compare that to what we could be doing, right? If you can create an arena like we have downtown that has major events pretty much every night out of the year, that starts to create the type of economic return on investment that gets you away from just the one-offs. How many Super Bowls are we going to host in the next 20 to 30 years? Maybe two, maybe three. You need to be able to see something that's going to have a lot of return on investment to justify this huge cost. And so I think a lot of people are going to push back on the total payout and try to get to a better deal.
Congressman Charles Allen on Grant and Danny.
Thank you for the promotion.
What's council that? Member. You said you called him a congressman.
Oh, councilman. Sorry.
Future congressman.
Yes, that's right. Future. I'll vote for him at this point. I mean, we don't even agree on the stadium. He's my guy. I like Charles Allen.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, guys.
And seriously, we always like having you on the show. Much appreciated. I'm writing you down, it sounds like, as a yes, then. We've got you as a yes.
Soft yes.
In our unofficial polling.
I told you, I can't support this deal as it is right now. I think we have a lot of work to do.
Well, seriously, thank you for the time.
Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. We kept him too long. That's Charles Allen. I called him congressman?
Yeah. You're just
President of the United States of America.
Overlord of the planet, right? Charles Allen.
Charles Allen, POTUS on Grant and Danny.